he finally got out there and his strength failed him, and he just laid down on the ground. He couldn't get up. And the devil said, you don't get out here, nobody know where you are. And you're gonna die right here. For 3 hours, he started off, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. How many can do it 3 minutes? Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. After a while, he got, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. He said after that 3 hours, he was standing on his feet, hands in the air. They could hear him all across the valley, all across the hills. They knew where he was. I'm telling you, you listen to me and you say, oh, he just talking. I dare you to praise God. I dare you to yield yourself. When you come out of yourself and enter into the realm of the Spirit. Hallelujah. We tell the stories and we use the stories about people going to ball games and other events where they see their child on the field playing ball, or they just there because they like the sport. And they get real loud, but to come to church, they get real quiet. Some people don't know, in getting real loud at the ball game, that's just a natural side of man. And the reason why they're quiet at church, they don't know anything about the spiritual side. I am a supernatural being, begotten of God. I got the life of God. Anybody listening to me? I got the life of God on the inside of me. His divine life is inside of me. His nature, who he is on the inside of me. And the way you get God on the scene, way you get in the mood, you got to release words of faith. And praise is the way we do it. Somebody said that the highest praise and highest prayer you can pray is the hallelujah prayer. Hallelujah! Glory to God. When saints would learn, there is power in praise. Oh, glory. Oh, you don't have to wait till you get in the sanctuary, but it's a good time to do it. Oh, what power can be generated here today? If saints will learn, whatever's in the midst of us, whatever you need right now, forget about yourself, forget about the problem, and begin to magnify Jesus. He'll heal you. He'll save you. He'll already delivered you. He'll already paid the price for you. He'll already finished this for you. By his grace, it has already been done. Oh, when men begin to praise God and glorify him. Thank you, Lord, that I am the redeemed. I've been washed in the blood. I've been saved by God. Jesus is Lord. The Holy Ghost is the one that lives on the inside of me. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is my friend. He made his home in me. Glory be to God. He said, when you praise him, the enemy will turn back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Pain have to leave. Shame have to leave. Discouragement have to leave. Broken heart has to go. Hallelujah. Broken legs have to be mended. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I said, glory be to God. I want to tell this story, and I want you, as I finish this, I want to tell this one story. There's a guy back in the days when they didn't have a doctor like that. Thank God for him, but doctor can't do everything. Thank God for him. Thank God for him. He playing baseball. He rounded third base, and he broke his ankle. And the ankle bone broke, the bone that broke pierced through the skin. You could see the bone. And there was a guy that believed God. He went out there. He said, pray for me. He started praying. He said, now see, can you stand up? Now watch this now. And the guy stood up. And when he stood up on his good foot, he passed out. And he said, now somewhere we're missing this. He did it again. And the guy, and he passed out again. And he said, now, Lord, somewhere we're missing this. Y'all listening to this? He said, somewhere we're missing now. And he looked on the inside of him. And the Lord said, next time when you tell him to stand up, tell him to stand up on the broke foot. And when he stood up on the broke foot, bang, that bone went back in. And he ran off the place and went perfectly, totally healed. I think we live in the natural too much. We don't realize what we have in the supernatural. But glory be to God. I am determined. Glory be to God. To walk in this kind of authority, this kind of power, in the name of Jesus. What's going on in your life? Stand on your feet. Everybody. This is it. Everybody. What you need? Yeah. What you need? What's going on in your body? What's going on in your finances? What's going on in your home? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody? I say, if there's anybody can help us to bless God as we get ready to go out of these doors. Hallelujah. Come on, musician. The Bible says in Psalm 150, hallelujah, and verse, I think the last verse, it said, let everything have breath, praise the Lord, hallelujah. How many of you breathing now? I said, how many, can I see your hand? How many breathing? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just for a few minutes, let's bless him. Come on, let's bless him. I praise you. I magnify you. I glorify you. I lift my hand. I bless your name. You're the great God. You deliver me. You save me. You heal me. You set me free. You're the God that I love. You're the God that I praise. Life comes from you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I am the healed. I am the well. I am the rich. My needs are met. I praise you, Lord. You are my strength. You are my joy. You are my peace. You are my protection. You keep me. Hallelujah. My going out, my coming in, my uprising, my sitting down. You are the God that I love and the God that I praise. You keep me strong. You keep me strong. You let me live long and you let me live good. I praise you. I bless you. I honor you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Father. Father. Father, thank you for this wonderful life. Thank you for the privilege of lifting our voices, raising our hands, even praising you in the dance. Whoo! We didn't get our feet moving too much today. But oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.